Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is At Christmas and Always, God's Word Never Fails. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Christmas and Always, God's Word Never Fails, written and read by Lynette Kittle. For no word from God will ever fail. Luke 1:37. When the angel Gabriel visited Mary with news of her being highly favored and chosen to carry and give birth to God's only Son on earth, he left her with a promise that we can all hold on to. Luke 1:37. In our world today, where countless people are rewriting God's word to say things he isn't saying and to support causes that go against his will, we need to remember that God's word will never fail, especially now with the changing times. Individuals and groups are believing God's word needs a new spin on it, an updating, a modernization to keep up with the changing times. But these are foolish, untrue thoughts and attitudes, because they are dead wrong. 2 Corinthians 4:4 explains the source behind their ideas. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. When people think they can rewrite what God said and meant, they are revealing their lack of knowledge and faith in Him, and exposing their underlying unbelief in his word. As John 8:47 explains, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Still, God's word cannot really ever be changed, rewritten, or torn down. In fact, it can't even be touched, damaged, or modified in any way that lasts. Humans do not have the power or authority to make his word void. Whether people are being deceived and really believing what they are promoting is true, or knowingly determined to tear down God's word, all their efforts are in vain. As Psalm 119:89 confirms, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Although some individuals and groups may think they can rewrite and reword what God is saying to us, they are actually powerless to do so, because his word comes with an everlasting promise to stand eternally, 1 Peter 1:25, and to never, ever fail us. To help us understand how God's word is lasting and never changes, Isaiah 48 describes, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever." As well, Matthew 24:35 explains, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." God's word is not like human words written in the past, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Because God's word is living, it is timeless, untouched by changing times, and able to speak to hearts through all generations. So is my word that goes out from my mouth? It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. In choosing our words, let us speak, write, and share God's word over our own whenever given the opportunity. Whereas our own words may at times fall flat, be outdated, or fail to have a good effect, God's word is never void or falls short of its divine purpose. Because God's word is solid and steadfast, we can count on it being a strong foundation for us to build our lives upon. We can have confidence in God's word because it doesn't change with the times, politics, or culture. It will not fail us ever. We can base every day of our lives on its principles because modern day thoughts and opinions do not change the truth of His word. As 1 Corinthians 3:11 reminds us, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Intersecting faith and life. Take time in the coming weeks to commit to reading God's word. Ask God to reveal His truth to you and show you how to apply it to your daily life. If uncertain what God's word says about a situation, check His word before making a decision. When tempted to choose what the world tells you to do over what God says is right, commit to following and trusting His word over worldly advice. Further reading. Three things we must believe about God's word.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.